Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, May 3rd, 2019. Today is World Press Freedom Day. This year's main celebration will take place in Addis Ababa and will provide a platform for multiple actors to exchange on current issues, threats, and achievements concerning freedom of the press. The overall theme will be the role of media in elections and democracy. The controversial development plan for the Rummelsberg Bucht in Lichtenberg was passed late Monday evening against massive resistance from residents and politicians. The meeting of the District Administrative Assembly was extremely turbulent. According to RBB, an opponent of the development plans with the working title Ostkreuz was removed by the police from the meeting room, an auditorium at the University of Applied Sciences, after several interjections. The citizens' initiative Rescue Rummelsberger Bucht was mainly directed against the planned tourist attraction Coral World, an underwater coral landscape with fish and other sea creatures, a project of the Israeli investor Miris Khan, which already operates similar underwater attractions in the Virgin Islands, Bahamas, and Hawaii. The development plan also provides for office space and freely financed apartments, as well as 110 rent-linked apartments, which the state-owned Havoga wants to build. The opponents of the development plan criticize that the offer of Coral World is not aimed at Berliners, but at tourists. Instead of Coral World and luxury apartments, the Citizens' Initiative called for affordable housing, cultural activities, and the construction of a new primary school. The Berlin Senate, which had approved the property purchase contracts for a hotel and Coral World by summary proceedings, was criticized. Online, the initiative had collected almost 45,000 signatures. Unemployment in Berlin continued to fall in April. As reported by the Federal Employment Agency on Tuesday, 148,814 women and men were registered as unemployed, 1,886 fewer than in March and 11,146 fewer than in April of 2018. The unemployment rate fell by 0.1 percentage points to 7.7% compared to the previous month. This was 0.7 percentage points less than a year ago. Johannes Pfeiffer, managing director of the Berlin-Brandenburg Regional Agency, remarked that the demand for workers in the region is high, particularly in building management, gardening and landscaping, administration and healthcare, but education and training remains the order of the day. Pfeiffer advised young people to look for an apprenticeship early because the school year ends unusually early this year. Many unemployed people are in the process of gaining further qualifications, are temporarily unable to work, or for other reasons do not appear in the unemployment figures. If they were added, they would almost be 69,000 higher. The so-called underemployment did not decrease as much as the unemployment rate in April. After years of dispute between the public prosecutor's office and the operators of the large Berlin brothel, Artemis, the business owners are now taking legal action against the prosecuting authority. Before the administrative court, the business owners demand that the investigating authority withdraw its assertion that there are still allegations against the company. The dispute goes back to a raid that was one of the biggest against a Berlin company. As reported previously by Berlin Briefing, in April of 2016, 900 police officers, financial investigators, and customs officials had searched the club, confiscating business records and controlling personnel and guests. The two business owners were subsequently remanded in custody for 4 months. They were accused of tax evasion, exploitative pimping, and aiding and abetting serious human trafficking. However, the district court rejected the charges in November of 2018. The public prosecutor's office then lodged a complaint against this, but withdrew it in January of this year. Nevertheless, the authority publicly claimed that suspicions remain. The operators are now fighting the charges. One of their attorneys emphasized that the complete innocence of his clients had been established by the court. The Artemis is Berlin's largest brothel. Starting in autumn, it will be possible to register a car in Berlin via the internet. The Senate Administration for the Interior announced in a response to a written inquiry by Green Member of Parliament Stefan Ziller that the Berlin Motor Vehicle Portal is scheduled to go into operation on October 1st. The basis for the various new functions is a decision by the Federal Council made in February. At that time, they approved an ordinance of the federal government that would allow online processing for all standard procedures, such as new registration, transfer of license plates in the event of a change of owner, or change of address. So far, only limited functions had been available online. Employees of the approval authority in Berlin will be trained for the new functions starting in August. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.